Extremely Local News, now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with good news about the West Loop. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, I would say there's good news about the West Loop, which we all know is one of the biggest booming neighborhoods in Chicago for like the last 20 years or so. They had a big meeting this week. They call it the State of the West Loop, which I think is kind of cool for neighborhoods. The neighbor groups bring in all the politicians and the police, and they get to ask questions and get updates. And what they heard was lots of decline in crime in the West Loop. Almost everything across the board was going down, including car thefts and robberies and burglaries, and just kind of like getting things a little bit in control over there. It's not the worst crime in the city by any means, but they saw a lot of car thefts. Interestingly, they credit some of the drop on Kia and Hyundai updating their software, so the cars aren't as easy to steal, which is interesting. I think the TikTok challenges are wearing off on people stealing those cars, but also Ring cameras, more midnight patrols, and just sort of a stepped up effort to get the community to call things in. So looking good, because there's going to be about 500 new condos and apartments going up in the West Loop. And so that was the other update. Just lots of construction. It never slows down over there. The West Loop is going to like hit all the way to Oak Park in a couple years at this rate.
But hope those new buildings have parking.
Well, I was going to say, parking, State of the West Loop, it's still difficult to park there or drive anywhere, so beware.
And let's talk about the South Loop, and now we hear plans are going ahead for that 22,000-seat soccer stadium. How is that going to affect the neighborhood?
Yeah, that's, this is another huge project. This is going in that undeveloped 78 open land right about Roosevelt and Clark. Going through a bunch of public meetings now. The goal is to get this thing up and running by the end of 2027. And they've got a lot of logistics to work out. They were showing it off to neighbors this week about how they plan to get 22,000 people in and out of that stadium. They figure about half of them are going to drive. There's not going to be a ton of parking. Hey, where have we heard that before? Yeah. So they're going to build some surface lots, but they're adding water taxis, they're adding bike lanes, there's going to do some street closures, there's going to be a hope that a lot of people are going to take the train and the metro down there, as well as a dedicated Uber zone. So you're getting creative, sort of a modern look at how do you get people to an urban stadium where you don't have to surround it by parking lots where everyone has to drive. So we'll see how it works out. Joe Mansueto's paying for the majority of this, about $650 million. So will be interesting. They're really thinking this is going to bring a lot of economic development to the South Loop and give the Chicago Fire a place of their own.
South of Roosevelt Road between Clark and the river. And in Edgewater, the fight is on about rezoning plans. Tell us about this.
I know. Let's see if we can make rezoning story interesting here. A lot of development, but in a nutshell, Edgewater Uptown, it has also been booming in recent years, and what they're trying to do is to change how big they can make buildings on Broadway. This is between Devon and Montrose. They want to allow developers to come in there, knock down some of the existing stuff, and go up as tall as seven stories in a lot of these spots. The idea is to bring in more businesses on the ground floor, some more affordable housing on the upper floors, and really make it denser and expand affordability. But as you can imagine, a lot of the neighbors are really skeptical about this. One of the big things is this would allow developers to get a lot of these things approved without having to ask the neighbors or for their support. So they're afraid of giving up control. They're afraid of more traffic. They're afraid of actually rising property taxes and rents instead of lowering. So they've been putting up billboards. The neighbors opposed to this have been putting up billboards around Edgewater saying, say no to this. The Alder people up there saying they're beginning a lot of phone calls because of these billboards. There's lawyers involved, so it's a good old rezoning fight up there because people don't want things to change and potentially get worse. And some of the politicians say, no, we gotta modernize this so more people can afford to live around here.
Finally, mark your calendar for the Block Club Chicago Block Party. Fill us in here, Seamus.
Yeah, this is going to be great. This is going to be our second annual block party, Saturday, October 4th, so a couple Saturdays from now. It's at Half Acre Brewing, which is one of my favorite spots in town. It's in the Bowmanville neighborhood, kind of Lincoln Square-ish, 2050 West Balmoral. Key things, it's free. It's really going to be family-friendly. We're going to have the Wiggle Worms singers there. We're going to have the Jesse White Tumblers. We're going to have music, food trucks. Did I mention it's free? And there's also going to be a Half Acre beer is going to be there. That's not free. You can't just give away free beer all day. But you can get Half Acre's great beer. They're making an extra pale ale for Block Club. And it's a big fundraiser for us, but it's also a community celebration because we write about a lot of these businesses and these food trucks, and we want to get everyone together and kind of celebrate what's great about Chicago. So Saturday, October 4th, noon till 9 p.m.
All the info at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus Toomey. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.